welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week. That's right, it's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
Welcome back to What Did I Order? This is everybody's favorite guy that is burnt out on hearing dad, 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 dad. Yep, that's right. The accountant took a little trip with some friends of hers up to New York for the weekend, and I've been solo dadding it up, and I love my sons. The firstborn and baby Seamus are the absolute joys of my life. But when you are everything and they are just on you all day, every day, for 4 days in a row, it's like, whoa. But, that being said, I still had plenty of time to soak up knowledge and ridiculousness, and even a couple of things that might be of interest to you. Who knows? That being said, let's turn the lights down low, start up a nice warm fire because it's getting to be that time of year, and hit the motherfucking static. Let's talk about more things that should not be. Yeah, that's right. I told you guys a couple weeks ago. Maybe I didn't. Maybe it was in one of the lost episodes. But just like when you're at a self-checkout line and they ask you for a tip and you go, no, I want a fucking employee discount, that shouldn't be. So there is a Neuralink-related startup is working on technology that will let you work in your dreams. How about fucking go fuck yourselves, assholes? I don't know about anybody else, but I strongly believe in the I work to live situation. I don't live to work. So when I see shit like that, I'm like, can we just beat everybody's ass who's involved with this? I want the person whose idea it was all the way down to the person who sweeps the floor of the rooms that they're developing on this. Just hold them down, bag of fucking oranges, beat the fucking shit out of them. And then remove everybody from the building because we don't want anybody to die. Burn that fucking building down with all the research, all the computers that have been used on it. Fuck that shit. Can you imagine the situation you'd be in when people are like, or no, you're at your house, or you know, your wife, your significant other, your husband, your roommates, your children are like, hey, why aren't you getting dressed to go to work? I got fired in my sleep. Like, you have some weird fucked up dream that just works its way into it. Holy shit, what if you can't dream? What if these people are stealing dreams away from you? That little reset in your brain, that little woo-hoo-hoo. You know, maybe some of us don't want to have that dream when we wake up and our dick's a pickle. Like, you don't want to do that. You don't want to have that dream when you're naked in front of a crowd. But fuck it, now you're just sitting there, you're just... Oh, I gotta figure out this equation, or we gotta make the next big ad campaign. Oh, how am I gonna design the restocking of these shelves? Like, fuck that. You know, everything and anything that you should be working on should stay at work. Clock out, leave the building, clear that shit from your mind on your way home, and then just be about your family, your hobbies, anything else, but not fucking work. Again, do not want anybody to die, but... We need to round up all the motherfuckers related to this, beat them, to the point where they know that this was fucking wrong, they were trying to commit an act of violence against humanity, and possibly even war crimes, and just burn all of it. No need to do this to motherfuckers. I don't care if you're Elon Musk, Jeff Bezos, any of those motherfuckers, fuck that. Work invading your dreams. So, there was a wrestler in the 90s, early 2000s. I mean, he's still a pro wrestler named Jeff Jarrett. You guys might know him as Jeff E. Double F, you know, from the early 90s. You might know him as Slap Nuts and Don't Piss Me Off, the King of the Mountain in TNA, the leader of NWO Silver and WCW, all the things. You know, he went on to start TNA. That was him and his dad started that one. He ended up doing... business and lost control and selling out TNA. Now he's a part of the AEW roster. And I loved Jeff Jarrett. He was like the great like, bad guy. Just a real piece of shit. During the age of the puppies and everybody wanting to see tits and ass on WWE, he was the guy that was, like, covering up his valet, who was, Miss Deborah, who went on to be Miss Stone Cold Steve Austin. That ended really poorly, and Steve Austin should have done some jail time, but we're not getting into that one. We're talking about Jeff Jarrett. Obviously, WCW and all this shit, well, they had this giant falling out. He was fired publicly on the last, I think it's the last TV airing of WCW Nitro before the merger with the WWE. And, I mean, Vince McMahon was on the screen and just said, "You are F-I-R-E fired," or F-R-I-D-D, whatever. So he went and started his own company. He went and did all this stuff. He was hired back after his run with TNA and all that stuff had kind of gone down, and he was working in a backstage capacity with some TV time, working as like a, I think a live events promoter or planner before getting released again. Now he's wrestling for AEW, but I just found out this morning there was a canceled Jeff Jarrett action figure for the WWE Ultimate line. I think that's their big one with all the accessories and everything. I'm just like, man, that would have been sweet. Just good old Jeff Jarrett. I just can't seem to stop talking about certain things. And it's been a long time since we had the whole issue with Krampus showing up unannounced and threatening to do terrible things to my butthole. But let's jump back to the Naughty or Nice line. This is the exclusive one to Big Bad Toy Store, being made by, I think it's being designed by the Fresh Monkey Friction guys. And they came back hot. And you guys should get ready, because in quarter one of 2025, yes, a whole fucking year away, there will be a Santa is Here Santa. This is Santa all decked out in white. There will be a Wizard Santa. This is, looks like it's being cast in translucent blue for the body, the arms, and the legs. Maybe not the legs, but the boots don't seem to be transparent, and there'll be paint on the jacket. Of course, the wizard hat and all the paint on this come with like a little wizard staff and a present. It's also going to be translucent. There's going to be a green camo version of Santa, so shotguns and bazooka'd it up, with a optional head for, you know, military glasses Santa Claus, or like this angry green hulking thing with a helmet and some grenades. Love it. Storytime Santa. This is Santa just in red pants and a shirt with his sleeves rolled up. That's pretty sweet. Another Krampus, that dickhole. This is going to be the red variant. Shirt off, chained up, tongue out, pitchfork. I mean, really, really looking like he's ready to give you a bag of coal or shove some coal up your old rumper. But I think the thing that's coming out of here the most, it's pretty awesome, they're doing reindeers. Starting off with Prancer, Donner, Dasher, and Comet. Then there will be an optional head options for all the other ones, so you can buy multiples of those bad boys. There will be a Rothoof reindeer, which is a zombie reindeer. Looks like it's missing half its face, part of the antler. That's pretty sweet. And then, I guess for old Krampus, Gorgon the Goat Demon. Yep, coming with flame effects for the hoofs. Looks like, I mean, it's some sort of harness and a zombie head on this one. Guess that's going to go with old Krampus. Old guy that likes to drop his pants and get Mrs. Krampus to take a hammer and just really, really go to town on his old chestnuts. But yeah, gotta love some Naughty or Nice. I'm on a run right now. I'm on an absolute run right now. Generally, from the time that Thanksgiving happens to whenever, I try to keep a count of the days I can go without hearing Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You, and we are on December 11th, and I have yet to hear Mariah Carey's version of All I Want for Christmas Is You. Been listening to tons of Christmas music with the kiddos, but I have managed to avoid and evade my eardrums being pierced and prodded and violated by Mariah Carey. And it's one of those things where Mariah Carey is a fucking amazing singer. Oh my lord, is Mariah Carey an amazing singer? Talented. It's honestly a good song, but I feel like it's just become that song that we all run from. And I'd like to know, have you guys made it that far? Like, have you already? I mean, I've talked to people that got lit up by it on Thanksgiving Day. Like, oh, didn't even make it past the Thanksgiving. You have nothing to be thankful for at that point in time. You got to see how long you can hit that run without hearing Mariah Carey's version of All I Want for Christmas Is You.
I took the lead.
A few old trailers. Like, the first one that caught my attention, not really telling a whole lot, so I'm not sure what to expect, but coming to Amazon Prime April 12th, we're getting the Fallout show. I'm digging what I'm seeing from the trailer, the images. It looks like we're getting some ghouls, a cowboy ghoul, a dog running around with a disassembled hand. Got some of the awesome Fallout suit, or was it Brother of Steel armor or power armor. Looks like the main characters are in jumpsuits, you know, very, you know, blue, gold, just like you expect. And I think if I'm remembering correctly, it's going to be set in the post-apocalypse Los Angeles, where dreams come true. Yep, that's it. Prepare your family for the future. Vault-Tec. Guys, it looks interesting. It looks like the top casting looks like some girl that's not Hannah Montana. And then we're getting Walter Goggins, which, if you don't know, I have a deep love for Walter Goggins. He plays a lot of despicable characters, but he also plays one of my favorite characters on The Righteous Gemstones, Uncle Baby Billy. Yep, that's right. And I just found out on TeePublic, there's a whole bunch of Uncle Baby Billy shirts dedicated to it, and I can't wait for mine to come in. I got one that looks and is very reminiscent of the tour t-shirt the accountant picked up when she went and saw Taylor Swift in concert for the Eras Tour. And pretty excited. I can't wait for her face to see it when I unbox it. But yep, Uncle Baby Billy will be making an appearance in the Fallout show. And probably going to be some dastardly character. He's been doing too much comedy lately. He's probably looking to make a character that just lets out that inner psychopath. Also, a trailer that I thought was very interesting, Self-Reliance. Have you guys heard about this one? This one is going to be coming to, I believe, it's going to be on Hulu. And the trailer shows a guy walking down the road. Turns out it's Jake Johnson. Most people probably recognize him as, what's-his-face from The New Girl? What is his character's name in The New Girl? Oh, Nick Miller. He's walking down the street. A limousine pulls up. Window rolls down. It's Andy Samberg playing Andy Samberg. Essentially, he's given the opportunity to take part in a real-life dangerous hunt. Is that what it's called? What's that old book called? Essentially, if he can survive for a set amount of time without being murdered, he wins a whole bunch of money. And one of the catches is, like, nobody can kill him if somebody's around. So there's some jokes in the trailer from that. That's coming January 12th. Also going to be starring the wonderful Andrew Kendrick, Andy Samberg, I already said that one, Christopher Lloyd, Wayne Brady, because hopefully, I'm hoping Wayne Brady's one of the killers, because I would just like to hear, or think in my mind, is Wayne Brady about to have to choke a bitch? But that really takes up, like, the cast that I know and recognize. There's probably more, but who knows? No way of checking on it now. So I have a coworker. She's on the younger side. I'm not like saying she's barely, you know, legal or anything like that, you disgusting motherfuckers. But I'd say she's in her mid-20s, so compared to me, she's on the younger side. You know, semi-attractive, not my type, but I see the appeal. She kind of likes to dress slobby. Just saying it. For a professional setting that her position requires, I feel like most of the time I'm looking at somebody that just rolled out of their bed and put on a nice, like, little throw sweater and walk around and just trash. I mean, but she's a sweet girl and she's a hard worker and she does her job very well. She's actually one of our top people in her position. Well, I had a day off. I dropped the kids off at school and daycare. I was running some errands for the accountant, so I go to the store. And where do you expect to see blonde-haired white women kind of, you know, all just moseyed up together doing their thing? Target. Most of the time, I don't pay them any attention because not what I'm into. And I have the accountant. Found what I like. I like what I've got. So, but I see this one woman walking out, sunglasses, blonde hair, similar build. I'm like, oh, that looks like what's her face? A yell, wave. And this woman just kind of looks at me all. I can see her eyes widen behind her sunglasses, kind of like looks down and just bolts it out. And I'm like, that dirty pirate hooker. So I shoot her a text. I'm like, hey, you in the parking lot, such and such. And she's like, no, I'm in such and such working. And I'm like, oh, yep. My bad. You guys do that a lot? Most of the time, if I don't think I'm sure I'm recognizing the person I'm seeing, I won't. But I've had this situation where I've actually walked up and started talking to people that I know. And it might be like I know them for a work setting and they don't recognize me at all because I'm not in my work clothes. So, yeah. I scared the shit out of some blonde-haired lady leaving Target. She probably thought she was getting ready to be abducted and all of a sudden, you know, the crazy guy went ahead and went to Target. She got out of that parking lot, probably like hitting, you know, the Red Cross lady over there with the bell. Jenny, we need change.
You are ridiculous.
In a wild turn of events, you guys know, Jazzwares put out massive amounts of amazing Fortnite action figures. Lost the license, Hasbro picked it up. Hasbro has done some amazing action figures from Fortnite, but they've also seemingly discontinued the line with a lot of it showing up at discount stores. Ross, Ollie's, Burlington Coat Factory, name your poison. That being said, it was shown off and revealed that The Weeknd will be getting his own Fortnite action figure being manufactured by Jazzwares. And with that being said, it's like, well, we have this announcement. Like, are they doing other things? Is this just a special case for The Weeknd? But, you know, The Weeknd just had a collaboration and with Fortnite Festival. This figure is going to have 34 points of articulation. It's going to come with removable sunglasses, a couple of different sets of hands, a back bling, and a pickaxe, which is an axe, with the back bling logo painted on the axe. The first thing right off the bat is this suit. Just the design of it is very much reminiscent and makes me feel like the Brutus figure we got from the Hasbro line, and the fact that they're swappable hands, which we know that the main irritation with most collectors on the Jazzwares side of the Fortnite figures were the hand articulation. It was kind of a hit and miss. The likeness in these digital renders are pretty solid. And the crazy thing about this is you can pre-order now. I believe it's not even through Jazzwares. I think it's like some website that's in association with The Weeknd. $96 ships in October of 2024. $96 Like, it comes in a nice artistic bot set. If the digital renders are true. The figure looks nice. Nothing that would make me think, like, $96, unless they're just doing, like, something really wild. But yeah, Jazzwares, we need some information, homies. One I didn't think I'd care about until I started getting into the Netflix series is the Voltron. Got a pretty sweet looking Voltron action figure coming from Action Gokin? But the Voltron will be coming in at a whopping $188. Gonna be 8.6 feet tall with fully articulation, and it's fully convertible into the five lines. This guy is going to be pretty sweet. Like, just looking at the pictures, coming with the giant ass sword. The black line looks great. Red and green looks great. Blue and yellow. I mean, they're all essentially the same thing, but doing different. You know, the blue and the yellow, same thing. They're both legs. Green and the red, both the same. Sweet shield. Oh, there's actually two sword options. So you have the big sword or two swords. This thing looks sweet. Can't say enough about this one. $188, it's a little steep, but at the same time, it is a sweet Voltron. Let's get into the McFarlane news, right? DC Multiverse, Gold Label. This appears to be a Big Bad Toy Store exclusive, going up for pre-order December 13th, 2 days from the time of this recording, getting the black and white accented Red Hood. That Red Hood that initially came out, I think, goes for a pretty penny. I don't know why they call this black and white. It's got the Red Hood logo and the red helmet for Red Hood. Give a sweet call out to, you know, early appearance, Nightwing, blue suit, gold accents, domino mask, and just the sweetest ponytail mullet that could have been put onto an action figure. Chef's kiss. Love everybody at McFarlane for doing this wonderful, like, just... You just can't say enough about how sweet this is. I don't even know. This is another DC classic Superman. This one looks like a classic Superman. This is what I think when I think of classic Superman, but you never know with McFarlane. Then we talked about the Bizarro. Well, apparently Bizarro and Batzaro was going to be in a two-pack at select retailers. I think the thing that's really funny about this one is the people that have come in and examine the logo for the chest on the Batzaro and notice that, like, it's just, this is just a straight reprint, a repaint, and they're just slapping on the upside down bat logo. Love it. Silliness ensues. I have a feeling, sweet feeling in my chest, that Todd McFarlane doesn't know that's what they did. I'm sure he was down for sculpting a whole new chest for this action figure, and somebody on his team was like, fuck that, man, just sculpt a new one. The lines on, who gives a shit about the lines? Maybe this is a comic book aesthetic I'm not familiar with, but still, if not, love it. Oh yeah, you know, we generally don't talk about them, but it's McFarlane, so let's go ahead and jump into it. New figures coming out for the Warhammer 4000. New waves, they're already up for pre-order at this point in time. Six new figures. It looks essentially like, you know, you get three of the unpainted ones, so you can do up the art yourself. Some full body suits, some those body suits without helmets, killer crazy weapons. Then you get a red guy with an axe, a blue guy with a big gun, and an unsuited dude with a very thick mohawk standing up in attention with a smaller gun and an axe. Don't know enough about these guys, but sweetness. Oh, how am I gonna forget one of my favorite non-Clark Kent Superman variants out there? They have got Steel up for pre-order from the Reign of Superman. I love it. How'd I forget about that one? That one is so sweet. Serious question to everybody out there with children. When your child comes to you at some point in time in the future and they ask you to explain the popularity and the fame and the success of Little John, what do you plan on saying? So the other day, the accountant calls me. We're going back and forth, and I can tell she's having a bad day. And I'm like, hey, would it make you feel better if you sent me some pictures of your boobs? And she goes, fuck no. You know I'm never going to do that. Don't ever ask again. I'm seriously getting tired of this shit. And I'm like, oh, okay, I get it. I'll probably ask you again in 2 weeks. Well, would it make you feel any better if I sent you a picture of my dick? And she goes, no, stop offering. Nobody actually wants to see a dick pic. Nobody likes seeing dick pics. That's why lesbian porn was so popular when we were growing up, because guys would rather see two women together than actually have to think about a penis being involved. I'm like, fair enough. Would it make you feel better if I went to the bathroom at my next stop, stripped down all my clothes, and did the Buffalo Bill? And that was the amount of silence that she left me with on that phone call. She said that the phone, or that she hung up, but I'm pretty sure the phone call just got disconnected. But she never gave me a confirmation on it, so I just went ahead and did it. She wasn't impressed, and yeah. So I haven't told you guys, my father-in-law was in the oil field industry for years and years and years, got burnt out, And so he went to work as a like short haul driver for the Texas Railroad. Most of it's in Texas. I mean, it's short haul because it's in Texas, but let's joke around. Driving in Texas is long enough. If you start on the wrong side, you can drive for a damn day and not, you know, be out. But that being said, he's all over the place, and sometimes that includes him going to different states. Well, this Saturday was a combination of two of my niece's birthday parties, born very, you know, close to each other. So we just had one big party. The entire family's there. I'm looking at the accountant's stepmother, and the boys are running around. I'm hugging people. You know, it's family. How's everybody doing? And I look over at, you know, as we all affectionately call her, Ma, and I'm like, hey, where's little father-in-law? And she's like, you will not believe this. He went up to Oklahoma. He's got one of those trailers that detaches because the machinery is so large they have to drive it onto one side, jack it up, and then put it onto the other side of the trailer, and they go. He left the piece of equipment there. He's not supposed to touch the trailer due to the agreement that he has with the people at that job site. They're supposed to remove the trailer, put the trailer back. He's supposed to drive back to the yard, and he's going to be home. Should have been home at 9 o'clock in the morning. No big deal, right? Well, they get the equipment off. Everything's a go. They attach the trailer up. He's like, yeah, you guys got everything good? And he's like, yeah. He checks all of his lights on his trailer, make sure everything's working. He's in good working condition. Starts off down the highway. About 20 minutes into his trek, he hears something just... And so he pulls over and realizes that the trailer has come apart at the seam. So apparently, this guy from Oklahoma, in Oklahoma, attached only one of the safety pins needed for this trailer when it's supposed to be five, I think is what he said. I can't remember. So essentially, the trailer came detached. Thank the Lord that my father-in-law wasn't hurt. Nobody else on the road were hurt. Didn't cause any accidents, just beat the trailer up. Ripped all the wiring out of the trailer because it didn't just pop out. It just ripped at the socket. So he had to back the truck up, pull out, you know, his tools, electrical tape, start hooking everything back up. And I was like, God, people in Oklahoma can't even get their jobs right. And my father-in-law missed his two of his granddaughter's birthday party for it. That's Oklahoma for you. I've been listening to this pop punk band called People Are Ugly. I'm really digging them. Nothing groundbreaking, nothing, you know, extremely, like, just out there, like, you have to hear this song. They got a pretty good cover of What's Up, but found just, like, a little clip of them playing a live concert, got a little kick out of it, looked them up. So I suggest, if you guys are interested, check out the band People, the letter R, not A-R-E, but the letter R, Ugly. And check out some of those. I'm really digging Regrets, Get Over It, and All My Friends Live on the Moon. Fun songs. All right, guys. That's going to take my time up for this week. I appreciate you all tuning in and hearing me out on all my thoughts and craziness. Remember, guys, holidays are right around the corner. If you celebrate Hanukkah, Happy Hanukkah. I know it's already started. I just found out this year that Hanukkah starts on different days every year. Didn't know that. It's a time frame, not an actual date. That's pretty sweet. Guys, don't get wrapped up or beat yourself up or burn yourself out or stressed out about the money you have to spend. Do what's right for you. Don't kill yourself. We're in tough times. Gas, food, all these things are up in price. Don't kill yourself to do things that you don't need to. If you're having trouble, definitely reach out to, you know, professionals, get the help you need. But thank you guys for being with me, and until next time, radio.